Trident Seafoods has been selling fish in China for 20 years. There's actually a lot of Alaska-born seafood in China. Walk into any McDonald's and pick up a fish sandwich, it's all wild Alaska pollock. Still, the average Chinese consumer probably doesn't recognize Trident's three-pronged logo. That's because they've been selling seafood primarily as a commodity in China, not as their brand. But that might change. The company sent a team with Alaska Governor Bill Walker's trade mission to China, and that team is working on a new strategy. From Alaska's energy desk in Beijing, Rasha McChesney dives into the world of seafood.
It is not difficult to find a seafood market in Beijing.
So we got split snow crab legs, and I got sea scallops, maybe octopus.
Where's your stuff?
Clearwater. We're not in here yet.
That's Jeff Wellborn. He's the senior director of the Chinese business office for Trident Seafoods. Trident isn't new to China. They've got operations in the port cities of Dalian, Qinghai, and Weihai. What is new is the way they want to promote and sell their fish here. Wellborn and a few others from Trident joined Alaska Governor Bill Walker's 10-day trade mission to China. The whole idea was to deepen trade ties between the two, and Trident is on board with that mission. On a bus trip across Beijing, we talk strategy for getting their products into some new markets.
Per capita consumption of seafood in China is mind-boggling. I mean, you're talking, you know, by some estimates, 40 kg per person per year.
What's a kg?
2.2 pounds, so like over 80 pounds of seafood per person per year, by some estimates, in some markets.
But this is not easy. There is a huge demand for fish in China, but a lot of it is farmed.
Creating comfort and demand for a species that doesn't currently resonate with consumers is a huge challenge. And so wild Alaska pollock, you know, wild Alaska pollock is something that we have worked really hard to make sure is differentiated as a very transparent, sustainable, and prestige fishery.
Wellborn says a lot of Alaska pollock is already being consumed in China, but Chinese citizens likely don't realize that it's wild and from Alaska.
It is kind of a lot of beating your head at the wall until it breaks.
And so Wellborn and his team are exploring ways to bring their fish to a new market, a digital one. Minnie is one of the members of Wellborn's new team in China. She met us outside of the Beijing headquarters of JD.com Incorporated. It's an e-commerce company with an enormous platform of about 300 million active users. Think Amazon or Alibaba. Trident already has some of its seafood listed on this site. People can go online and one-click order something wild from an Alaska seafood company and get it shipped right to them. Grocery stores could do it too, and Trident wants to expand that reach. After a tour, the group heads up to a boardroom to talk business. And it's not just seafood here, although that is the bulk of the trade delegates in the room. It's also people from the Matsu Borough and Bambino's Baby Food. The group talks for a few hours about everything from what the e-commerce giant buys and sells to when and how they should market it and who should pay for that marketing. And while they don't come to any firm deal, it's clear by the end of the meeting that they've made progress. And Wellborn's China-based team is going to follow up with the company. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Beijing.